This year alone, Vermont lawmakers have introduced 5 separate bills that would raise the state minimum wage to $15 an hour. Not one of them has gotten a vote so far, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the bill's supporters hope a new committee will lay the groundwork for passage in 2018.
It's only been 3 years since Vermont last increased the minimum wage, and at $10 an hour, the state already has one of the higher minimum wages in the U.S. But Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorokin says raising that wage could lift the economic tide for low-income Vermonters, and he says public interest in the proposal is growing.
And I think part of the reason we have this study and we have interest in this issue directly, quite frankly, relates to Bernie bringing it to the forefront of people's attention.
That study Sorokin is referring to begins next week when the so-called Minimum Wage Study Committee holds its first hearing in Montpelier. The committee will have 6 members, 3 each from the House and Senate. It was created as part of a wide-ranging economic development bill passed by lawmakers earlier this year. And Sorokin, who's been advocating for minimum wage increases since the early 1980s, says the more workers make, the more they'll spend.
Joint Fiscal has done a study already, a preliminary study that shows they'll infuse $250 million annually into the Vermont economy.
That $250 million figure is if lawmakers raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Bills introduced so far in Montpelier would institute that wage as soon as 2020 and as far away as 2026. But even supporters of the concept say the plan has pitfalls.
And I look to the study committee this summer as a way to advance our knowledge of those issues surrounding it that we just have not addressed yet.
That's Helen Head, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on General, Housing, and Military Affairs, and also a member of the Minimum Wage Committee. Head says she's especially worried about something lawmakers refer to as the benefits cliff. That's when a pay raise causes a person to lose more in state and federal benefits than they'll get from the pay bump. Here's Manchester Representative Brian Keefe, one of 2 Republicans on the Minimum Wage Committee.
And that can be a real problem because it's a disincentive for people to stay in the workforce or raise their standard of living through working.
Keefe says he's also worried about the effect on employers.
I heard from businesses in Manchester who say that this can be a burden on them, and some who've said that their only choice would be to actually cut workers.
Fiscal analysts for the legislature say the data is mixed on whether or not increases in the minimum wage depress the labor market. Michael Sorokin says he thinks there are ways to address the benefits cliff, and he says that'll be one of the main priorities for the study committee. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.